Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, before we get to today's devotional, wanted to take a second to give a shout out to Elliot and Rayanne Chung. They are officially the first supporters of the Daily Sabbath Podcast. They have, out of the goodness of their hearts, bought me a cup of coffee. Actually, they bought me 5 cups of coffee. So that is a whole lot of macchiatos. And I'm just so thankful that you guys would support the podcast. And actually, I'm friends with them. And so it gives me a chance to give a shout out to Rayanne because she is a published author this year. So she was a contributor in a book called Promises, a collection of God's promises. It's a collection of 12 women's stories and how God has been faithful to fulfill his promises in their lives. And so it's available on Amazon right now. It's called Promises, a collection of God's promises by Elizabeth Escobar. And so I really encourage you guys to check that out. And if you would like to support the podcast and buy me a cup of coffee, you'll find a link in the episode description and I will give you a shout out on the podcast. Now, here's today's scripture reading. Exodus chapter 35, verses 31 through 35. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. If all work is worship, then your workplace is an altar. We have often defined worship much too narrowly, relegating it mostly to what happens on Sunday mornings. As a result, the way we have defined spiritual gifts is also too narrow. Yeah, maybe you have the gift of teaching and preaching or leadership, knowledge, intercession, hospitality. But then the list of possibilities sort of starts to thin out, and everybody else kind of gets lumped into the gift of helps, or in most churches, also known as the gift of setting up chairs and tables. Not that there's anything wrong with setting up chairs and tables. Now, when God commanded the Israelites to build the tabernacle, he demanded the best from them. This was going to be Israel's place of worship, their altar, and God deserved nothing but excellence. What's interesting, though, which we might miss, is that it says the Spirit filled them with the skills and ability they needed to build it. These were skills like engraving, embroidery, construction, design, and artistry. Now, you could ask, were these skills spiritual gifts or just natural talents and abilities? Does it really matter? Employed in the service of God, anything can be a spiritual gift. Their work was an offering of worship. And so the quality mattered, excellence mattered, and the skill and talent and effort with which they did their jobs mattered because it was for the Lord. And so your reflection for today is this: how is the level of quality and effort you are bringing to your job? Do you recognize that your skills and your craftsmanship, ingenuity and artistry are a part of your spiritual gifting from Jesus? Use them to produce excellence for the Lord in whatever work you do. For more daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.